This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is supposed to join us. We had a weird moment with him last week where we thought that he was dealing with unmistakable human tragedy, and it turns out his phone was just screwed up. But his reaction was very odd. Now we can't get a hold of him, and I'm concerned all over again. So we'll hear, hopefully, shortly from Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. You are pushing me very hard to watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Like, you've told me to watch movies that I hadn't seen a lot on this show. This is the hardest I think you've ever pushed me.
Yeah, because it's right up your alley. It is so goofy and so funny that I think that you would absolutely love it, because it just doesn't, like, it's an easy watch whenever you just want to have a good laugh.
So you think I get a couple of Bush Light apples,
yeah,
put my feet up tonight, yeah, and watch Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, it's like two 22-year-olds that go to their boss's beach house and he dies. They don't understand. They're so dumb that they don't understand that they're the ones that are supposed to be killed. And then they're like, you know, there's a bunch of women around. They're drinking. They finally get a chance to, like, have, you know, live the big life. And they're like, let's just act like our boss didn't die and let's enjoy this weekend. So they, like, act like he didn't die.
It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Tomato meter has it at 54%. Popcorn meter has it at 57%. That's awful. Generally with comedies, it's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Generally with comedies, the tomato meter, not a big fan.
Right.
I don't get it.
So, I mean,
the critics don't like the comedies.
That's pretty high for that, though.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think I'll be watching it at some point before I pass away. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now. Good morning to you, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Are you a fan of Weekend at Bernie's? You ever seen that movie?
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, let's go.
This is wild.
All right, you know what we're going to do, Carter? We got the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up in less than a month. We're going to be broadcasting for 26.2 straight hours. But we're going to have a lot of downtime. You're one of our favorite guests. We should have you come out. I have to watch 13-9 at some point in its entirety. So you can
Dory, that's not nice.
That's
it was callous.
It wasn't me.
It's all callous. It was a show bet.
Oh.
So you can watch me watch that, and then you and I could put our feet up and watch Weekend at Bernie's. What do you think?
That sounds fun.
There we go.
There you go.
So Chris Carter will be at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. All right, Chris, I just threw this question out on Twitter. We'll get to your schedule thoughts and a whole bunch of other Steelers-related things. But which of these four former Steelers do you think will have the best year? George Pickens, Najee Harris, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson.
That's a good question. I'll go with George Pickens, particularly because he's got a quarterback that knows what he's doing. He's going to an offense where CeeDee Lamb can attract attention. If George Pickens simply does not crash out, he's going to have the opportunity to be a playmaker for the Cowboys. And I think the thing is that, you know, as a wide receiver, there's an advantage that you can line up across from people while, across from CeeDee Lamb, people, if they double team George Pickens, that's just a recipe for disaster because CeeDee Lamb is just way too dangerous. Whereas like Najee Harris, typically you're going to get one running back on the field. So Omari Hampton, if he's getting snaps over him, he's, you know, it's not like he's taking away attention. It's just, hey, you're getting snaps. You're getting there's a first round rookie that's taking your snaps. So, you know, I'm not so sure about the Jets with Justin Fields. So I wouldn't put him there. So yeah, I'd say Pickens has the highest percentage chance of having the best year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris, whenever you look at the schedule, I don't know if you have it in front of you, so I'm going to filibuster a little bit until you can pull it up if you don't know it off by heart. Right now, whenever you look at the Steelers' schedule of this upcoming season, which game sticks out to you the most that could be the typical Tomlin game? The game that you're like, oh, the Steelers should win that game? They should win that game on paper, but they will probably lose that game.
You know, I look at that Dolphins game on December 15th because whereas you're probably thinking, well, the Dolphins aren't like a terrible team, but the Dolphins have been a terrible team late in the season. Like Tua Tagovailoa, that's when he plays poorly. It's December. This is an outdoor game. You're talking about a night game in December in Pittsburgh. That's usually where the Dolphins are, you know, struggling and try to put and not putting things together the last couple seasons. It would not shock me if all of a sudden they come out and like they're playing like Luke Skywalker when he gets his lightsaber in Hoth, and he's just like, you know, doing everything right, and it's like what the heck? Where'd these guys come from? They were supposed to be not good in cold weather. That could be the Tomlin game.
He's talking about Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh my God! When I was a kid, that was my favorite movie. But I would always have to run. I still think it's the best Star Wars movie. I would have to run out of the room or at the very least close my eyes when Han slices open that beast and shoves Luke inside of it for warmth.
Tauntaun. Yeah, that's
the
nasty.
Tauntaun. Yeah, like, I mean, heady thinking on one Han Solo there, but you're shoving Luke up in a Tauntaun? Made my stomach turn.
Your Tauntaun won't make the first marker.
Did you glean anything else from the schedule, like as compared to last year, Chris? I think it's a really challenging schedule, and I think the back half is still really tough.
Oh, it certainly is. I think similarly, there's a chance early in the season to build up some momentum like they did last year and set themselves up for a position where if they handle their business, they can and they actually finish strong in the season, they could be in a position. I mean, last year, let's remember, they had a shot to win the division last year before that run of four games at the end of the regular season. They were 10-3. And so, like, I think there's an opportunity with playing teams that either have young quarterbacks or new quarterbacks. You got Justin Fields week one, Sam Darnold week two, both new to their teams. Drake May is a second-year quarterback. J.J. McCarthy will be in his second year, but really in his first year with the Vikings. Then you get the Browns are going to have maybe Kenny Pickett. So you have a chance with five straight games to be playing either new quarterbacks or young quarterbacks with their team. And if you can come out of that stretch 4-1, and you know, maybe if they even dare to go 5-0, you set the tone for saying like, hey, now if you handle your business and say you go through, you know, Bengals, Packers, Colts, Chargers, Bengals, if you can come out of that 3-2, all of a sudden you're 8-2 or 7-3, and that's a really good position to go into that last stretch there. So that's the trade there. But I think the game that's going to be really tough on them is that Bengals away game in Cincinnati on a short week after playing the Browns. The Steelers, most teams in the NFL, they stink when they're going on the road on a short week to play a divisional opponent on a Thursday night game coming off a Sunday game, especially when they're coming off a divisional game. So it'll be interesting to see that. But I think it also makes that second Bengals game on November 16th, the home game at Acrisure Stadium, I think it makes that almost a must-win for the Steelers, because if you check that first one off as a loss – and you're thinking, okay, the Steelers are probably not going to win the division. They're going to be competing for a wild card right behind the Ravens. They're going to have to make sure that they're past the Bengals. So it'll make that note. I think the most crucial game on their schedule is that second Bengals game at home.
Well, the Steelers, regardless, are going to have a new quarterback. If it's Mason Rudolph, how many wins do they get this year? If it's Aaron Rodgers, how many wins do they get this year?
It's Mason, 9. If it's Rodgers, 11.
So you think Rodgers is worth 2 wins and then more of a puncher's chance in the playoffs, I'm guessing.
I think he's going to unlock different parts of the offense where he's going to be able to hit things that and see through things that defenses are doing. Because, like, you know, one thing I pointed out, like when I look at film, I want to see if a quarterback can decipher, okay, they lining up in cover two, but this is the time when they line up in cover two that they're actually switching to man, and they're not really in zone. Aaron Rodgers is going to see a lot more of those types of things in when he's facing defenses. So that's the thing that I think is going to unlock more plays. Now, I think on the flip side of that, Mason Rudolph will be a better athlete. He's not a Lamar Jackson out there, but Mason Rudolph can still move. He can still get around a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, much less so at his age. So there's a give and take there, but I just think Aaron Rodgers' ability to see things and command the offense will help them win a couple more games than they would if it was Mason Rudolph.
Chris, you're a wonderful man. We're happy that we didn't lose you for good last week, and we are appreciative of you jumping on every Friday at 8 a.m. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.